I want to thank the Lord for saving me, and one day he set me free. I'm going to try to sing this song. So long I have searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the world and my greed. Then the door of my prison was opened by love. For the ransom was paid, I was free. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free from the guilt that I carried. From the dull, empty life I'm set free. For when I met Jesus, he made me complete. He forgot the foolish one I used to be. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free from the praise that I carry. From the dull, empty life I'm set free. For when I met Jesus, he made me complete. He forgot the foolish one I used to be. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I had to sing that second verse. It's my testimony. I had to sing it twice.
Are you happy to be here today?
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather be here than the best jail in the city. Amen. I sure would. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today, and I tell you, I don't know. I'm just blessed. Amen. And you are too. Every one of us have been blessed. In fact, we've been blessed more than we really deserve, all of us. And I'm including myself in that, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm saved, but I hadn't lived like I ought to all the time, and I dare say that you have either. But I'm thankful that God allows me just to get behind God's pulpit, try to bring the word so many times, and a long time, but out and slacked off a whole lot, but I'm still trying my best to do what God wants me to do. And if you just pray for me, we'll pray for each other, and we've been doing it along, and we thank you for it. But I have really been blessed, and I know that you have too. So I'm going to try to sing this song. If you want to sing it with me, if you can get it, Vernon and I practiced it, but we couldn't get it together, so she's singing one this morning, and I'm going to try to sing one now. Okay, all right. We got plenty of time, haven't we? I mean, after all, like she said, it's just 8:45. Amen. All right. I hope I can get it started. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. And to me, whoops, I got it wrong. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Amen. Amen. You know, I got two or three scriptures I want to share with you this morning. And if you listen, well, I think that we'll enjoy or either have to get right with the Lord or something. I don't know. But I know God is really blessing us, and he's blessing us tremendously. And I just appreciate God's blessings. I really do. And, you know, if you turn with me to John chapter 1, we'll talk about that for a few minutes, and then we're going to go over to a little bit of another scripture, but I'll tell you that in just a few minutes too. But let's go to the Lord in prayer after you find it. And it's not very far. It comes after, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and what? John, right? Okay, so it comes after Luke. All right, now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, the sweetest name that we know this side of eternity. Lord, I ask you, Lord, today, that you, for that fresh anointing that we need to preach the word of God as it is to the people as they are. Lord, we thank you for the privilege and honor that we have to stand behind the precious pulpit today. Lord, one that so many wonderful messages has come from, and they come from you, Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for the preachers that have stood behind these pulpits this morning. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, that your will be done in each one of our lives today. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you just preach through me this morning, Lord. I know that I need your prayers this morning. I need your blessings this morning, Lord. And I have been blessed, I know, but I need blessings now, Lord. Some more blessings that I might preach the word of God as it is. Thank you, Lord, for everything you do. Grant us service to some soul, and everything said or done will be for your honor and your glory today, Lord. And Lord, I pray for all those that are sick, Lord. We pray that you'll visit by their bedside in a special way today, Lord, each one. And Lord, that one that lost their loved one this week, and Lord, and we'll be having part in the funeral Tuesday, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just bless that family today, Lord. Heaven would look up to you, from which cometh all the help, all the strength, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you'll help us as we break the bread of life. Thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Bible says here, in the beginning, God. No, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let's stop that just a minute. We have an awesome God, don't we? Here it is right here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, the same was in the beginning with God. Each one of them, three in one, right there together. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. He made everything. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Praise the Lord for that. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And that's the same that we are. We are not that light, but we're called to go forth to bear witness of that light, that all men through us might believe, or through him might believe, excuse me. And he was that not that light. We're not that light, but we shine forth as that light, or witness of that light. And that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. That's sad, isn't it? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Well, praise the Lord that some get saved. Amen. Not all will be saved, but thank God for the ones that do get saved. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I think about those passages of Scripture that I just read to you today. I think about how that God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you and I. And as I've said so many times, if it wasn't for anybody else on this earth, he would have given himself for me, if it was just me. And if it was just you, he would have given himself for you. That's how much he loves us. And he still loves that much. And thank God for the old rugged cross that has Jesus Christ was given to be on, and the drops of blood that he shed there in the Garden of Eden, as his sweat became his great drops of blood, that is, in the Garden of Gethsemane there. And we look on today with amazement while he gave his back to the smiters, and his cheeks, his hair was plucked out, so to speak, and, you know, with sorrowful sympathy, we, in our faith, have followed him through the streets of Jerusalem, weeping with the women. And we have sat down to watch him when he was fastened to the cross. We have read his cry from the cross. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Well, all of those things we think about this morning. And you know, Jesus Christ died for us on Calvary's cross. And the Bible tells us that he is the one that we have to go through to get to God. And as God, as we pray through Jesus Christ, we pray in Jesus Christ's name, and God hears and answers our prayer. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by him. Praise the Lord that we have someone that we can go to that can save us. We got somebody that we can go to today that can help us in anything that we need in our Christian life or in our own life whatsoever. He can help us, and he will help us if we live like we ought to, and he'll hear and answer our prayer. And thank God for that. We have a prayer answering God this morning. And as I think about it, as we come down to the last part of our life, we find that we are, you know, Apostle Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. And sure enough, that's the way we ought to be. We fought a good fight. And I'm telling you, we're on the battlefield for the Lord. We're in the war for the Lord. And much is going on in this world today. It's getting worse and worse every day. I'm not a prophet of doom, and you know I'm not. But I know one thing, there's a lot of things going on that shouldn't be going on, and there's a lot of things that are not going on that should be going on. There's a lot of things that should be said that are not said, and there's a lot of things that are not said that should be said. You don't ask me to say that again. Okay, I probably couldn't do it anymore. But praise the Lord, this morning we have the word here, which is Jesus Christ. I hold in my hand this morning the word of God. It said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, was God. And so we also see that the Bible says that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll cut asunder to the marrow of the bone. And that's God's word. I tell you, we need to be studying God's Word. As I study God's Word, I know sometimes it slips my mind of what I studied. And I know that. God understands. I know He does. But I sure do wish that I could be like I was a little while back, maybe, that I can remember a whole lot more than I can remember now. But somebody said, well, that's age. Well, then it can be age or what. But you have to ask somebody older than I am. Okay. I wonder sometimes why our mind's like that, because, you know, God has been good to us, has He not? Sure He has, and praise the Lord for it. Now, the Bible says, and here I want to use this too today, that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I used some of this last week, and I know that, but the Lord is my shepherd. Praise the Lord that He is my shepherd. You see, what does a shepherd do? He leads his sheep, don't he? And we are His sheep. If we've been born again by God's marvelous grace, we are His sheep. Not only are we His sheep, we're saints of God. You say, well, you're a saint of God? Sure I am. God made me a saint of God. Praise the Lord for that too. And you know, even though we are the Lord being our shepherd, and then we sometimes get out of God's will, He leaves the rest of them and comes to get us. That's how much He loves us. You think about it. Hey, you know, when one sheep was lost, what happened? He left the 99 and went and found that lost sheep. Did He not? Sure He did. All right. He put him up on his shoulder, no doubt, and just rubbed him and rubbed him and rubbed him. He loved him. He loves us today. Praise the Lord for His love. You know, that love that passes all understanding, that the word here that passes all understanding, He's my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. But what else did it say? I shall not want. Well, you know, I've said plenty of times that, you know, He gives us that want sometimes, doesn't He? Sure He does. But I feel like His purpose for doing that is sometimes that He gives us our wants so that we'll find out that we didn't need those wants anyway. He'll supply all of our needs, and He'll give us our wants also. So who else do we need other than the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart and in our life? Other than God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, all three in one. That's Jesus' Trinity there. Well, that's God's Trinity. I hear people say so many times, that, you know, I'm a Jesus man, Jesus only. It's not Jesus only. It's not Jesus only. It's God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and God the Father, the Holy Spirit. All three in one. The Trinity, in other words. One without the other one. You cannot have. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Praise the Lord for that. Sometimes I get so weary. Sometimes I get so lonely. Sometimes I get depressed. Sometimes I get just dysfunctional, so to speak. And I need Him. And he comes to me, and he leads me down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters, that peaceful waters. And I know that, you know, those waters can get, rough, can they not? Sure they can. But all he does is say, peace be still, and those waters obey him. Isn't it wonderful? We've got an awesome God, haven't we? Sure we have. We've got an awesome God. I feel like I'm almost shouting this morning. If it's all right if I shout in this church, I'm sure it is. But I ain't going to do it because you'd think I was going to do it just to hear me do it. I'm not saying I'm not going to do it, because if God leads me, I will. You may not like it too good, but I am if he leads me. I feel in my soul that I need to be under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Not what somebody else says, but what God says and what Jesus Christ tells me through the Word of God. You know, see, when I'm talking to God, it's through prayer. When God's talking to me, it's through the Word. I've heard people say, well, I hear God speaking to me audible. Well, that's okay. I ain't going to doubt that. But I know that he speaks through the Word also. And so you see, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Not only that, but he restoreth my soul. When I get out of God's will, he sends the Holy Spirit and convicts me of my sin right then. And if he doesn't convict you of sin, you better check up. Amen? You better check up, because he restores your soul. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. How many of you this morning are afraid to die? You have a fear of dying? What did Apostle Paul say? He said, I'm in a strait between two things. He said, I'd love to stay here with you, but I want to go home and be with Jesus too. And I know that we'd love to stay with our loved ones. And I'm sure that, you know, and the Bible tells us, the Bible told us, that, like the Apostle Paul, Jesus told him, says, I won't do that you asked for. But he says, I will tell you that my grace is sufficient for all needs. Amen. And I realize today that God's grace is sufficient for all needs. Everything that we need, God's grace is sufficient for it. Amen? And we believe in faith. We believe in grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, don't we? And that's the way that we're saved. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. And the gift of God is Jesus Christ dying on Calvary's cross for our sin. And praise the Lord, it didn't stop right there either. No, it didn't stop right there. He was buried. He was dead. But he arose the third day. He come back to life. And he's alive today. He's alive forevermore. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. You see, that was Lazarus. You know, his sisters told Jesus, says, our brother wouldn't have died if you'd have been here. One of them, I've forgotten which one it was, Mary, Martha, one. Anyway, he says, well, just don't worry about that, okay? I'm putting that in my own words. Okay. Now, he says, he is not dead. He's just asleep. He said, Lazarus, come forth. What happened? Lazarus came out of the grave, didn't he? Sure he did. Jesus came up out of the grave the third day. And he's alive today. Amen. We're not serving O Confucius. He's dead. We're not serving Muhammad. He's dead. I want somebody that's alive that I can serve, and that's what it is. I got Jesus, haven't you? Sure yet. I believe every one of us in this congregation this morning is saved. I believe that. That's by your testimony anyway. And if you're not, then your testimony is fooling me, okay? So let's get it right if you ain't. Them words ain't. They said it ain't in a dictionary, but I believe it might be somewhere. Because it's mighty, mighty, mighty convincing, isn't it? Ain't. What does that mean? It just simply ain't. Amen. Oh, okay, now let's go back. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, I go to bed at night. I don't sleep good sometimes, and I wake my wife up. In fact, last week of it, this is first day of this week. Last week, I woke up about three times, about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, or maybe earlier than that. I couldn't breathe good. You ever been in that situation? You can't breathe good, and it's not that you're scared. I don't believe it's that I'm scared to die. I'm not scared to die, and I'll tell you that now. I'm really not going to die. I'm just going to graduate, change addresses. And if you're still living when I lay in it, if she puts me in a casket, and I think she will. Anyway, let's get off of that. If you walk by my casket, don't you say he's dead. Absolutely not. He's not there. That's just his old worn-out body that they left behind. One of these days, he's going to have a glorified body like unto the Son of God. In fact, I believe absent from the body is present with the Lord, and I believe that you go straight to heaven. Just as soon as this breath comes out of you. I'll tell you something that really, really means a lot to me, but it's sort of funny to start with. I used to do a second job several years ago. The man's dead now, but he owned a welding shop, and I did his bookwork for him. And don't ask me to do no bookwork, because I don't like to do it no more. Okay? I don't even like to do my checkbook, let's put it that way. I see some figures that I don't like. But anyway, we got talking one day. He said, it's number one thing, when you die, it's going to take you out. And I said, well, there's a heart attack, there's a, you know, you lose all your blood, you know, different things cause that. He said, yeah, but when your heart quits beating and don't start back beating no more, you dead. Everybody dies with a heart attack, in other words. You stop and think about it. If your heart's still beating, you're living. Amen?
All right. I told you something you probably never heard before. Well, you know. Okay. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil. I'll get off of that now. For thou art with me. He's with us all the time, isn't he? He walks with us on the mountaintop. He walks with us on the valley, in the valley. He walks with us on our level of ground.
He walks with us all the time as Christians. And I'm glad that He does. You know, He walks with me. He talks with me. And I praise the Lord for that. He says, Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So He's a comfort to us, isn't He? If He's a comfort to us, and He does all things well, does He not? There's not anything that He does wrong. Then if He comforts us, then why can't we be comforted when we're going past out of this world? Just look up and say, Lord, come on, get me, if you have time. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And I believe it's talking about Him. He got a staff. He's a shepherd. He got a shepherd rod. Okay? He says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. If we live for Jesus, we're going to have some enemies. Everybody's not going to like us. They didn't like Jesus, did you? I read a while ago where He came in His own received Him not. A whole lot of people didn't like Jesus. Still a whole lot of people today that don't like Jesus, and they won't believe in Him. They won't believe what He says. They won't believe nothing. They think that they're going to live forever, I reckon. They are. They're right. One place or the other. And I don't want to live in that place where they're living. Going to live if they don't get right with the Lord. Amen. I know this ain't no sweet message. But I'm telling you the truth. Am I not? Okay. That's all I want to do anyway, is tell you the truth. And if I lie to you about anything, it's because I don't know it. And another thing, if you're going down the road, or if I meet you on the street, if I don't speak to you, it ain't nothing I got against you, don't get me wrong. It's just something I might have on my mind or something, and you know, I didn't even see you maybe. That's just the way I am. I love to talk to people. I love to see people, and I love to have conversation with them. But the conversation I like to have with them more than anything else is about what Jesus done for us and what He can do for them if they're not saved. My wife and I have a lot of good conversations. She talks more than I do sometimes. And I talk more than she does sometimes. But we always have a good time talking to each other. I reckon I do hit her anyway. But you see, it says here that thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And surely my cup runs over every once in a while. It used to be a whole lot more than it is now for some reason or another. I heard a fellow say one time, he's getting on up in age, he said, I used to like jump and holler, but now I can't do neither one that bad, that good. But it's okay. God understands that. He knows our body better than we do. And so you see, that prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Even in the presence of our enemies, better than anything else. Because God prepared it. Amen. Okay, thou anointest my head with oil. That Holy Ghost oil. You ever been anointed with that Holy Ghost oil? My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, what a wonderful promise that God has given to us. Isn't it wonderful to know Jesus Christ as our Savior? And to know what He can do and what He can't do. Can He prepare a table in the wilderness? Absolutely so, He did. He prepared a table in the wilderness. Can He touch and save your soul? Absolutely He can if you just come to Him. Ask Him. Can He help you anyway? Sure, He can help you every way. And I'm glad that I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. I'm a child of the King. My Holy Father is all I can remember. But anyway, you know what the song is. I'm glad that I'm a part of the family of God. And I'm glad that you're part of the family of God according to your testimony. Amen. And I'll tell you, it's nothing like being an old-time Christian. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. In fact, I'm an old-timer. How can you be an old-timer when you ain't but 30 years old? Huh? I didn't say I was 30 now. I didn't tell you, you don't lie. I just said, how can you be? A whole lot of people are trying to change things in the church just to satisfy their feelings. But ain't no use of doing that. You might as well forget it if you feel like that. You know, I tell people sometimes, look, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you. And I didn't have to have somebody to sugarcoat my message that I heard. Absolutely not. But you know, a lot of people love to have their message sugarcoated, don't they? They say they can enjoy it better. Let me say to you that God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I'll tell you something else. He's not going to change. He won't change for you. But you need to change for Him if there's something wrong. And you're welcome. Let's bow our heads. I wasn't even preach all of that this morning, but praise the Lord, I'm glad He gave it to me. Somebody needed it. God don't make no mistakes. And I'm not saying that any of you need it, but I will say that if you do, you know, God will bless you if you'll just take care of it right now. Amen. Anyone here? Brother Bill, come in. Lead us in a song, if you will. Anybody want to come to the altar and just pray and ask God's blessing upon whatever they need, or pray for somebody that they would like to see saved or changed. God's the only one that does it, and He's the only one that's able. When I say God, I mean God, Jesus Christ, and even the Holy Spirit convicting. Without conviction of the Holy Spirit, there's no good anyway. What you got?
Have thine own way.
Have thine own way, Lord. And let's all, including myself, let God have his way. Okay.
388.
Once again, for what you've done for us today, dear Lord. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for your people, dear Lord. I pray that you'll bless each one. You know what each one is carrying. You know what we all deal with day to day. Thank you for Brother Albert and how he preached, dear Father. We thank you for our pastor. I want to pray for him again, dear Father. Pray that you'll lift him up, dear Lord. Help all your people, dear Father. You know what we need. We thank you and praise you for what you do. Amen.
Amen. All right.